Our name is Laura Cassidy.
And I'm Haley. We have a great sound-seeing tour for you.
A sound-seeing tour is when you record something that is happening in a place.
Courtney came from Chewonky. She brought 3 owls with her.
And now you get to listen to the whole thing that we heard today about owls.
You gotta go check out Chewonky. The website is www.chewonky.org. Chewonky is Chewonki. There's lots of things to do there. They've got camps for both boys and girls, a photo gallery, and they have an environmental program too, and a lot more.
Thank you, Courtney, for coming to our class today, and
we hope you enjoy it too.
Bye.
Okay, well, hello everyone. My name is Courtney, and I come from a place called Chewonky, the Chewonky Foundation. Has anybody here ever heard of Chewonky before? No one? Okay, well, we're a school, but we're not like your school. We don't have first grade, second grade, third grade. We have different programs, and all of our programs help teach about nature and help us learn about nature. And what is nature? Who can tell me what nature is, or something you can find in nature? Trees, water, and I'm glad she brought up water, because is water alive?
Yeah.
Not really, and rocks, are they alive? Mm. But are they a part of nature?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all that stuff that people didn't make is a part of nature. Is now the school a part of nature?
Yeah.
No, because people made it, right. But anything else that people did not make, that nature is what we love to learn and teach about. And what in nature are we talking about today?
Owls,
right. And I have a program called Outreach, or I'm part of a program called Outreach, where I go around to schools teaching different programs, such as owls. And we have other things you can do at Chewonky. We have a program where high schoolers can come to school at Chewonky for an entire semester. We have field trip programs where kids might come for an entire week, or maybe just a day. We have a boys camp in the summer, but lots of other fun things for girls to do, and even parents to do as well. So there's a lot of neat things that Chewonky does, and outreach is one of those neat things. Now let's talk about owls, because that's what I'm here to discuss. So owls, they're a bird, but they're a little special bird. So there's a couple different things that make owls owls and not something else, maybe like a robin. Okay, so I'm just gonna let you guys look at this poster. If we were to draw a picture of an owl, what are some things we would need to draw to make sure that person looking at it knows it's an owl? Yeah, need one thing. Yep.
Feathers?
Yep, they do have feathers. You're right, they have feathers covering their entire body, even their feet. Okay, so they do have feathers. Can you guys think of things that are more specific? Maybe to owls?
Yeah. Ears?
Some of them do have ear tufts. Okay, so they have these things called ear tufts. Now their ears are actually hiding on the sides of their head. They have one way up at the top and one down at the bottom. And I actually have a picture showing you an owl's ears. If we were to pull back the feathers, it would look like this. Okay, so it would be on the side of the head just like that. And you'd have one up here and one down here. Again, just hiding underneath the feathers. Now they have something special on their face. It's like a circle that helps them hear a little bit better. Does anybody know what that circle on that face is called? Do you know? It's a disc on their face. It's called a facial disc. Okay, it's a big word, facial disc. And a facial disc are just feathers on the face that form a funnel. And a funnel is something like this. So this is a funnel. And what it does is it catches more of the sound and it channels it straight to their ears. So they have one of these on their face, okay, and their ears sit on one here and one here, and it helps catch more of the sound and bring it to their ears. Now, if you want to understand what a facial disc is, what you need to do is make C's with your hands like this. And you're going to take them and push your ears forward with your C's. Now, you should be catching more of the sound. Can you guys hear me a little bit better?
Yeah.
You can hear me a little bit better. And if you were to turn your head around in different directions, I'd either get quieter or I'd get louder. So if I wanted to have you guys close your eyes, I could probably go somewhere else in this room and you guys would be able to find me based on just listening with your facial discs. Okay, so it's pretty neat. It can help you hear a little bit better. And so owls have really good hearing, which is why we always ask that you guys stay quiet, and you guys are already doing an excellent job of that. And that's just because those owls can hear really well. Okay, so what else? They have a facial disc. Their bodies are covered in feathers. Do we know? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
They have a really round head.
They do have a pretty round head. You're right. Now, there's something special else about their head. Notice the size of their head compared to the size of their eyes. Yeah.
How's your beak?
Beak, okay. So their beaks are hooked. They have hooked beaks like this, and that's to help them catch their food or eat their food. So I'm going to be showing you some things like this. This is the head of a great horned owl. And I'm going to be showing you things like this. And they did come from live owls that are no longer alive. But at Chilwaukee, we just don't go out and kill owls for their parts. That would be mean. But people in Maine find owls and other animals that are already dead. Maybe they're hit by a car. Maybe they just died of old age. Or maybe they're attacked by another animal. But they're already dead. And people often bring these animals to us, or we'll go out and find them. And then we can take their parts. We can clean them up. Sometimes we put a special paint on them like this one. You know, it's kind of shiny. A special paint on it to help us keep it clean. And then we could take it to classrooms like yours, and you guys are going to get to feel this a little bit later on. And it's really special that we're able to do this, and we have special permits. Just like your parents have a driver's license and can drive a car. And do you guys have a driver's license?
No.
Can you guys drive cars?
No.
So you need special permits to be able to take things like this out of the wild and show them to people. And we have those permits. Okay, so they have this hooked beak, and that's for helping to eat their food, because they eat meat. And when we eat meat, we often chop up into little pieces, don't we, with forks and knives. Well, they don't have forks and knives, so they have to make do with what they have. So they have these hooked beaks. Okay, good. Now, what else? I said something about the eyes earlier. Does anybody know anything special about the eyes?
Well, they're big.
She's exactly right. They have huge eyes. Their eyes are like the size of our eyes, but a much smaller head. So really, if I was an owl, my eyes have to be the size of oranges or small grapefruits. They have huge eyes. We'll talk a little bit more about their eyes later on. Okay, so what have we said so far? We said they have feathers all over their body. They have a facial disc to help them hear better. They have large eyes. Okay, what else do they have? There's something special about their feet. What else is that? Yes.
They have hooks on them, like claws.
They have something like claws, yep. They're just like claws, but on birds, they're called talons. So here we have some owl talons, and I will pass these around in a little bit. So they have these large claws, and those are called talons. Again, help catch their food and help them eat their food. Okay, so that's what they have to help them. So those are some of the things special to owls. That's how you can tell the difference between maybe an owl, maybe a blue jay. You're going to be looking for feet with talons. You're going to be looking for a hooked beak. You're going to be looking for large eyes. And you're going to be looking for a facial disc. You have those four things together, and you're going to have an owl. Now, I just want you to know, those owls are probably jumping around a little bit just because it's a little bit hot in here. So they're probably getting a little bit fidgety, but they're okay. Just try to ignore them, and I'll bring them out later on. I know it's hard, but just try your best to ignore them. Okay. So those are the things that make owls owls. Now, we're going to look at a slideshow. We're going to learn a little bit more about owls in detail. detail, so if someone could get the lights. So this is a picture of a great horned owl. And again, this is just to kind of remind us what we are looking for in an owl. So we're looking for these large eyes. Birds this size usually have much smaller eyes. So large eyes, hooked beak, so it's curved. You see the black circle? That's the facial disc on this owl. So we do know it's an owl. And some of the owls have what they're, someone said earlier, ears. They look like ear tufts is what they're called. And they're just feathers. So some owls just have those to make them look a little bit bigger, a little bit scarier. Jump in. And then we have those talons. So here's a picture of the feet. And the feet have a special covering on them. Does anybody see what this stuff is? What do you think this stuff on top of the feet is? Yeah. What are the feathers? Oh, I just told you. I'm sorry. What are they covered? What is the owl covered in? Feathers, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you. So it's covered in feathers. You're absolutely right. Most people say hair because it looks a lot like hair. But it's really just really small feathers. And that's because owls love to go outside, even in the winter. And they need to be able to keep their feet warm. Because would you go outside in the winter without socks and shoes on? No, you wouldn't really want to. So they keep their feet warm. And they're also going to be trying to catch things like mice. Excuse me. And those things like mice might try to bite them back. So those feathers also kind of help protect their feet a little bit. And on the bottoms of their feet, they have something called spicules, and they're just kind of rough bumps. Kind of act like the bottoms of your shoes, again, to also help protect their feet. And then they have these long nails called talons. Now we're going to be looking at some owl's feet with talons. I'm going to be passing some around. Now when I pass them around, what I want you to do is hold them up by the foot, just like this, or on the higher on the leg, and then you can take another finger and gently feel the feathers on the top. Try not to pull on them. You might see some spots where some of the little kids have pulled on feathers. So just rub them with your finger, and you can turn it over. Feel those spicules, those rough bumps. And you can even touch the talons. Now be careful, they are still sharp. But as long as you're gentle, they're not going to hurt you. So you can see I'm touching them, and they're not hurting me. But we didn't clip them after we took them from the owl. So they are still a little bit sharp, and you can feel them. And some of them will have tags on them. Now, we didn't buy these anywhere. These are just identification tags to tell us what kind of owl it was and when it was found. It's just information scientists like to keep on record. So that's what these are, and it also just has our name on it. So you guys are going to be feeling three different types of owl talons. You're going to be feeling a large talon from a barred owl. You're going to be feeling smaller talon, a little bit smaller, medium-sized talon from a long-eared owl. And you're going to be feeling small talons on feet from a saw-what owl. And all of these came from adult owls. Okay, so these are all adult owls. They're just different sizes. So I'm just going to start from the opposite ends of the room. Start one over here. And I'll start one over here. And then people somewhere in the middle, you're going to get ones you've already seen before. First, check with your neighbors to make sure they've seen it. And if everyone around you's seen it, just hold it above your head or just pass it forward to this front table. And why don't I put you guys in charge of collecting them afterwards and just set them right here. Okay. Right. Move on with the next one. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Now, while there's a brief pause, is there any questions so far? Okay, good. So after I pass these talons around, I'm going to keep moving on in the slideshow. So if you don't have anything in front of you, just keep looking and listening up here. And if you have something, take your time to go ahead and look at it.
Yes, I have a question for you. Are owl's eyes all the same color?
No. We'll see two different colors on the owl's eyes.
Cool.
Yep. So she was just asking if they're all the same color, and the answer is no.
Okay.
So this is a great horned owl. This is the largest owl we have here in Maine. Now there will be some that visit that are bigger, but this is the largest owl that lives here all the time. It's called a resident owl. And what we're going to do is we're going to listen to what this owl sounds like. So I'm going to be playing some hoots, some calls, and they're going to be coming out of the speakers. And I'll probably have to adjust the volume. It might be too loud. And I do have a great horned owl for later on, but let's go ahead and listen to what this owl sounds like.
Maybe we'll call that.
Pretty neat, huh? Now, is that what you expected an owl to sound like?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's what you expected an owl to sound like, wait till you hear this owl. So this is the cutest owl. This is the smallest owl we have here in Maine. So this is an adult you're looking at. They're about the size of a robin underneath all their feathers. It's the smallest owl we have here in Maine. Now it gets its name, sawwhat, from when loggers used to be cutting down trees, they needed to keep their saw sharp, because after their saws stopped getting sharp, they can't chop down trees anymore. So to keep their saw sharp, they rubbed them against something called a whetstone. And rubbing the saw against the whetstone made a kind of noise. And they thought it sounded just like this owl. So listen carefully to this owl. I'm going to tell you, it starts off kind of quiet, but it does get louder. But just try to be quiet the entire time so you don't miss anything. Break it up, because sometimes they break up their calls into other noises, and at the very end, you're going to hear baby owlets calling out to their mother. And I'll let you know when those come in, but so make sure you stay quiet the entire time. Did you hear the question?
Yeah.
Clay, ask you again. That'll break it up a little bit. Hear the owlets, babies. Sounded pretty funny, huh? Like monkeys?
Yeah.
Now, I've been told, I'm not originally from Maine, and I've been told if you're ever walking out in the woods, especially this time of year when there are baby barred owls out, if you're ever walking out in the woods and you think you hear monkeys running around, it's probably barred owls calling out to one another. They often sound like monkeys and echoing in the woods. Pretty neat from what I've been told. So the next one we're going to listen to is a screech owl. Now screech owls come in two different colors. This is a gray phase owl. And if you notice, I just want you to look at the leaves. So if you notice, it's sitting in a pine tree. So it lives in trees that don't lose their leaves. Whereas the red ones live in trees that usually do lose their leaves in the winter. They have a little bit redder of a bark. Now, scientists aren't quite sure what makes one red or one gray, because in a large family, you could have some born gray and some born red. They haven't figured out why one is born one of the colors. But they both make the same kind of noise. So listen carefully to what this screech owl sounds like. Sounded pretty funny, didn't it? And it's just a way. is another long-eared owl. If you want a picture of that. This is another long-eared owl. So normally, they're pretty small owls that look a lot like this. So what happened to this owl is that he was just sitting in a tree, and up popped the guy with the camera. And suddenly the owl gets scared. So what he's going to do is he's going to puff out his feathers. He's going to fluff out his feathers to make himself look a lot bigger than he used to be. And that so something like a predator, something that was going to eat the owl, was to come along and see, ooh, that's a nice small owl to eat. Suddenly the owl is going to get twice as big as it was, and whatever it was thinking about eating it might change its mind. So it's a defense mechanism just to make itself look a little bit bigger and scarier, because if you suddenly saw an owl go from this to this, you might get a little scared, wouldn't you? Yeah. So it's one way to protect themselves. Oh, and there it is, long-eared owl. So it has long ear tufts. Okay, this is a snowy owl. And you notice it says male. So this is another way owls protect themselves. These live in the Arctic. They live in the Arctic in the summer, and they actually come down here in the winter. This is south for them. They come down here in the winter. Now, you notice he's all white. How would that help him living in the Arctic? How would that be good?
It blends in with the snow.
It blends in with the snow. What is that word for blending in with where you live? You're absolutely right.
Oh, what do you mean?
What is the special word for blending in? Think about what the army guys wear to blend in. What is that called?
Self-defense.
No, she's right. It is a form of self-defense. Camouflage. Right, so it's called camouflage. I know, I put you on the spot. So this male is camouflaging with the snow. Because he lives in their snow most of the year. And he also has big whiskers around his beak to help keep him warm. So this is the male, but this is the female. The female's a lot browner. I'm going to tell you that they're ground nesters, so they actually still lay their nests on the ground. And they lay them in the springtime, so why would she want to be more brown than all white? Yeah.
So she blends in with the brown dirt.
Right, so she wants to blend in with the melting snow. If there was melting snow around and she was bright white, she might stick out more. So she wants to blend in with the ground that has some snow melting so she can hide herself and her eggs better. So the females tend to be a little bit browner. So this is a barn owl. This is the actual ones that live in barns. And this is showing you that another close-up view. So someone asked me earlier if owls have different colored eyes, and they do. Some have yellow, most have yellow, and a few, there's about 8 species or so, that have brown eyes that look all black. That's just dark brown. So another way for owls to protect themselves is by using their senses, by seeing and listening. And if you look, the barn owl has a huge white heart-shaped facial disc. You guys, you can see that, can't you? They listen really well. Scientists have been trying to figure out how well can they listen. They put barn owls into a room where it's pitch black. There's no light at all. They let mice go in that pitch black room. And those owls, just based on hearing, can find and eat those mice. So they can't see them at all, but just by listening to them, they can find them and eat them. But they do have really good eyesight as well. So I said owls have huge eyes. Huge eyes. And when do owls like to hunt? Who knows when do owls like to hunt? Yeah.
Night.
At night. So they're mostly nocturnal. That means they like to come out at night.
Like cats.
Like cats, right. So they have these huge eyes and that helps see more of the light. Now their eyes are made up just like your eyes. There's two parts. So there's a part that sees color in your eyes and there's a part that sees light in your eyes. Now owls have more light seeing parts than color seeing parts. That doesn't mean they're colorblind. They can see a little bit. We're not quite sure how much. But they can only need 1/10, you guys been studying fractions?
Yeah.
1/10 of the light that we need to see. So they see 10 times better with a little bit of light than we do. So that's how they can see so well in the dark. And often animals that are nocturnal have something kind of like a mirror in the back of their eyes that shines the light back out. That's why if you've ever seen something like a cat staring back at you, it looks like its eyes are glowing.
Yeah.
That's because there's a mirror reflecting the light so that their eyes see the light twice. So it really helps them to see in the dark, and their facial disc helps them listen well in the dark. so when they're hunting in the dark, they're birds. They have to fly. And taking off, I don't know if you've ever been near a big bird, but taking off is pretty loud. Now, is it quiet at night or is it loud at night?
Louder in the city, it's loud.
If you're in the city, it's loud. If you're in the forest where the owls live, it's pretty quiet, isn't it? So if an owl is trying to sneak up on something like a mouse that can also hear really well, does it need to be really quiet or can it be loud?
Quiet.
It needs to be really quiet. So I'm going to demonstrate how quiet they can be. So this is the wing of a great horned owl that's no longer alive. And I'm going to flap it. I want you to see if you can hear me flapping it. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I did the first time.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just compare it to another kind of bird? So this is one feather of a bald eagle. This bald eagle's still alive back at Chwanky. It's still alive, and this likes to hunt things like fish that are underwater, and they like to hunt things that are already dead. They're scavengers. And they come out during the day. So do bald eagles need to worry about being quiet?
No.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flap this one feather, and you can see how loud it gets.
Whoa.
Pretty loud, huh? You could hear that one feather, but you couldn't hear the entire wing, could you? And that's because owl feathers are made differently than other birds' feathers.
That's a bald eagle.
So here's a close-up of the feather. What you're looking up is basically this part right here. Okay? So this is called the shaft running down the middle, the shaft. And these pieces coming up are called barbules. Now, the barbules are held together with little things that are kind of like Velcro. And on most birds, the Velcro goes all the way up to the very, very tip. But on owls, the Velcro comes and then it stops. And so they kind of have eyelashes at the end of their feathers. And those are called fringes. So if you look closely at an owl's feather, you'll see those fringes. And those fringes let air go through them. And letting that air go through them allows them to have something called silent flight. So you can hear when the air catches on the Velcro on the bald eagle. And when I flap the feather, the air goes through the ends, and so it's quiet. Okay, so it's pretty neat. Now I'm going to go ahead and pass these around also. So you can just take a look. Try it if you want to feel them, run your hands up only. If we pull them down, that breaks up all the Velcro, and I'm not a bird, so I can't preen them back together. That's what birds do, they preen them with their beaks. So just, if you want to take a look and you can run your fingers up, you can do it that way. So I'm going to start the bald eagle feather over here, and I'm going to start the owl feather over here. And try not to flap it too much, just because you might accidentally poke someone in the eye. So just try to look at it closely and then pass it on. So, yep, owls eat lots of things. This is actually a red squirrel. Owls eat lots of different things, including things like red squirrels. If you notice, this picture is taken during the day. So why would it be taken during the day?
Because it's light.
It's light out, but if you think about it, most owls are nocturnal. Well, owls will actually awake and eat if they're hungry during the day, so they don't sleep all day long. They might wake up from time to time. They really just take long naps during the day. Some owls will be awake in the day too. So they'll wake up, and if they're hungry, they're going to go looking for food, and they might eat things like red squirrels. Some will even eat skunks. Now this is going to be mostly the large owls. You're not going to see a little saltwood owl trying to attack a skunk. But again, they're very sneaky. Remember, they have silent flight, so it's easy for them to sneak up on things. And the owls also have a third eyelid. It's called a nictitating membrane. And so you guys have two eyelids. You have a top and a bottom. Well, they have a third one, and it kind of goes a little bit from side to side. They mostly use it for blinking and keeping their eyes wet, just like you guys blink a lot to keep your eyes wet. That's what they mostly use it for, but it's kind of clearish or bluish. So here's a close-up picture of an eye. So you can see the top and the bottom eyelid, and you can see this third one going across the middle. Now, when skunks do that spray, that stinky spray, what they're doing is they're aiming for the eyes. And they can hit an animal in the eyes 15 feet away. and they hit the ice because most animals don't care about the smell. What they care about is the stuff they spray really burns. And so if an animal gets sprayed in the eyes, it can't see for a couple minutes because its eyes are burning so bad, and then the skunk can run away. So an owl can kind of protect its eyes a little bit with that nictitating membrane and eat a skunk. Owls, some of the larger owls, will also eat porcupine. Now, porcupines are pretty tricky. Not many animals will try to eat them, but some of the larger owls will. And remember, you felt those rough bottoms on the feet, those spicules? Well, that helps protect your feet a little bit from their quills. It's really hard to get a quill stuck in those spicules. And if they do, it's probably not going to go in as deep as it would our soft hands. So owls are really sneaky. They usually try to go for the head and go for the belly because there aren't any quills there. But if they do, it's not going to hurt them as much. So some of the larger owls will eat porcupines even. And they're really good hunters. So this is a screech owl, and it's got a blue jay. And it probably caught this blue jay while both of them are flying. It's called on the wing. So they are both flying in the air, and he snatched it out of the air. Now, if you also notice, this blue jay is almost the same size as the screech owl, but he still considers it food. So they're great hunters. Now, this right here is the saltwood owl, and it's got its beak open, and this is a mouse's tail, and that is a mouse's foot. So they usually use their hooked beaks and their talons to pull the mice apart into pieces, but if they want to, they can swallow mice whole. So this is a saltwood owl's head. And this would be like the size of a mouse. And if they wanted to, they can swallow the mouse whole.
It's not a whole mouse.
This used to be a real mouse. It's just stuffed like a doll now.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's eating bones and fur. If you're going to eat the whole mouse, is eating bones and fur really good for you?
No.
No, not the best. It takes a lot of energy for your body to break down bones and fur. So what owls do is after they swallow the mouse, the meat digests really fast. So all those stomach juices break down the meat really fast. It goes down to a different part of their stomach. And then in the upper part of their stomach, the bones and fur that are left, get squished into what's called a pellet or a casting. And one or two times a day, they're going to cough up a pellet of the food they ate the night before. So they just cough it up kind of like a cat coughs up a hairball. And if you can see, a head of the fur. And I brought some pellets with me. So here's some owl pellets, and they're different sizes because bigger owls eat more food. Okay, so I'm gonna pass this around, and scientists can break up the pellets and see what owls have been eating. So they don't necessarily, they don't really need to watch an owl catch a squirrel and eat it. They can just find the pellets on the ground. They can listen and figure out what owl it is. Then they pull it apart into pieces, and they separate the bones and the fur, and they can count the bones and the fur, and they can see what the owl has been eating and how much of it it's been eating. So it's something really neat. Now, I don't recommend that if you find a pellet in the wood that you start pulling it apart, because they kind of be a little bit icky. Scientists usually treat them before they start handling them first.